Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the third hour. I've got a report here of the police gearing up for more gun confiscation. I've got a report here from the mainstream news praising the Bilderberg Group. It's totally disgusting. And we're also got, again, Kurt Nemo coming up after this first break, just for about 10 minutes or so, that he wants to comment on Jerome Corsio I had on yesterday. Before we do that, let's go ahead and talk to Gideon in Louisiana and others. Go ahead, Gideon.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just want to tell you a couple quick things here and praise you a little bit. But number one, I don't know if you were aware, but in America, Destroyed by Design, your first film, you were in Atlanta near George Air Force Base. And George Air Force Base, are you there?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Okay, in George Air Force Base, right across the street, there's this security detention facility, and they're pouring $300 million into what is now formerly George Air Force Base, and I believe it's being done by Opus West, which its name, I mean, is completely, I mean, that's a Masonic moniker if I've ever heard one, but they're supposed to redo all the bases in the next, like, 4 years. The other thing is on the Bohemian Grove, I was reading Man, Myth, and Magic at the local library, you know, looking at these Masonic symbols and whatnot. And I run across this little footnote that said that normally, like in a sacrificial ritual, they'll soak rags in the victim's blood and burn them. And that completely freaked me out after having read all the stuff that they were doing, you know, Senator John DeCamp and so on.
That's right. They have these rags bound around a metal skeleton that they burn. That's actually what they do. They kill somebody, then they use their blood and their ashes in other rituals.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's not just burning rags. I mean, it's potentially burning the blood of an innocent victim. The other thing I wanted to say is, you know, I mean, when you look at all this, it's deeply spiritual. And I could tell the Holy Spirit was working through you when you were up there at Bilderberger, and I was just thanking God. And I just want to encourage everybody out there to continue to pray for you. And even right now, if you're in your car, just start praying for this country and start praying for Alex and for the protection of his family. You know, we love liberty and we love God, and we're going to stand up for the truth and die for it if necessary. God bless you, Alex.
I appreciate that call. Very, very nice words there. I agree with you. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Illinois. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. Deeply regret missing you here in Chicago. I'm right downtown. You're out there bullhorning. I saw it after the fact. I'm working hard, and I just deeply missed seeing you. I appreciated all of the words that you had to say. Strong advocate of the martial law series and road to tyranny. I email as much as I possibly can. I work in software development, and a lot of these guys are blind as I don't know what. I do have a big question for you, and that's on Lou Dobbs. I've been checking out Lou Dobbs for the past few weeks or so, and very, very strong words against the establishment. He's talking about the Pan-American Union. He's calling the government criminals. My question, especially in light of the earlier guests from the Bilderberg Group, or who monitored the Bilderberg Group, do you believe that Dobbs is a control valve?
I knew that O'Reilly 8-9 years ago, when he first did a good show to get an audience, was bad, and I said that. Dobbs, I get the feeling, and I've looked, I know about his contract, it's public. He left for a while and came back and basically has a contract to do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the few shows that has good ratings on CNN because he's saying what the people agree with and what's true. I have seen him do things, you know, where he soft pedals, but I think Dobbs is getting away with what he can. Right now, the mainline media is losing all his viewers, so they're trying to allow some truth to come out through some of their people. You know, I don't know the heart of Lou Dobbs. I tend to like him, but you know, I could be wrong about him. Does that answer your question? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it certainly does, and I feel the same way.
Well, stay there. I'll come back to you later. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're now 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this third hour. We're going to be going back to your calls and getting into some new Bilderberg Group news and some gun-grabbing news for you. Before we do that, Kurt Nemo has been a guest on this broadcast before, and he has a great website that he can tell you about. And yesterday I was trying to speed through calls. We skipped ahead and put him in the front of the line to talk to Jerome Corsi, who puts out a bunch of propaganda, a bunch of twisted information on Iran. I'm not saying Iran's perfect. And he has said some pretty wild things. I wasn't aware of the things he'd said that Kurt brought up, but then, of course, he admitted it, and I actually went after that and found them. So it's pretty powerful stuff. I don't want to make this whole show about Jerome Corsi. I mean, he's doing a good job on peak oil being a fraud. He's doing a good job on the open borders and the American Union. But so many people who are doing that then still support Bush and support the war and support all of this. So, you know, are they supporting these other issues to get us to trust them and to go along with them? Kurt Nemo, good to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on.
You bet. You wanted to say some more things about him.
Well, you know, the guy's a flaming neocon, and you know that, and you pointed it out. You know, he's right on about the American Union, but as far as, you know, the neocon agenda goes, he's right on with those guys, you know?
Well, he's not just right on, he's a fervent cheerleader.
Most definitely. And, you know, he's being a little disingenuous yesterday. You know, my question is does a leopard change its spots? Does he still believe that about Islam and Muslims? You know, I don't know. But, you know, his attitude about Shia Muslims is leads me to believe that he hasn't really changed his opinion. But that's secondary to the fact that he wants to. It looks like he wants Israel to invade Iran. That's his point.
Well, instead of responding to specifically what he says, just how about the neocon talking points that they're going to get an A-bomb when it's admitted fraud? Same crowd that lied before is lying again. All this stuff about how they want to destroy the planet. Oh, you know, they want to make Jews wear yellow stars again. It's the same stuff. Saddam threw babies out of incubators. Turned out that was a PR firm. All made up. I've researched most of their claims, and a few of them are true, but I'd have to say 90-plus percent of them are total whole cloth manufactured fictions.
It's all propaganda. I mean, you take a look at the neocons' papers of securing the realm and the PNAC policy papers, and it's obvious what they want to do. They want to go in there and balkanize the Middle East. That's their plan. And
well, they call it the strategy of balkanization.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, Odin Yunon was an Israeli analyst who wrote about this in 1982, and he said that that's what Israel needs to do to its neighbors. Needs to go in and balkanize them and create little fiefdoms and appoint their leaders and just rule over them roughshod.
What do you see happening with Iran?
Well, I think that, you know, I think that Corsi, or however you pronounce the guy's name, is right. He, you know, Israel will do something. They've been telling us for more than a year now that if the United States doesn't go in there and take out their supposed nukes or their facilities, that Israel will do it. And I think that's probably what will happen. And Corsi kind of pointed that out yesterday, is Israel will go in there and try to take out, which is a task that's impossible because these so-called facilities are all over the country. They're in densely populated areas of their country. And they'll try to take them out. And what will happen, obviously, and the Iranians have pointed this out, is they will simply retaliate against Israel through Hezbollah and other means, and probably using some of their missiles with conventional weapons against Tel Aviv and some of the larger Israeli cities. And that'll be the cue for the United States to go in and protect its so-called friend.
And Bush is talking about using nukes.
Yeah, well, they've made, you know, their policy, their nuclear posture review or whatever it is points out that they think that it's fine to use their so-called mini nukes as preemptive weapons against the Islamic State.
And our government admits they overthrew Iran and their democratically elected government. It was pro-America. Of course he didn't even deny that. Our government carried out terror attacks against them.
Yeah,
no wonder they hate us.
In 1953, the CIA with Kermit Roosevelt plotted against their country and took out their government because Iran talked about nationalizing their oil, and the British didn't like that.
And in fact, Iran was almost getting none of the profits.
Yeah, it was like a tenth of a percent or something ridiculous like that. But that's standard MO for these guys, is to go in there and appoint a corrupt leader, you know, lavish him with, you know, riches and build up his military like they built up Iran's military with the Savak, and then basically steal all their assets, all their natural resources. And the Iranian people didn't want to do that in the 50s, and so they set up a coup d'etat.
That's the truth, and they can't deny it. Why do you think, I mean, obviously Israel, for the globalists, wants to create a crisis to bring in world government. They say out of this World War IV, they will create their new world order. So I think it's all part of a larger plan. They hope Iran will strike back if they're attacked, and our media is already framing the debate. How dare Iran? They're saying they'll fight back if we hit them. Have you ever heard of something so radical and so hateful and so militaristic that if we attack them, they're saying they'll actually fight back?
Well, yeah, it's because they're framed as terrorists. You know, for the last two decades, they've been framed as terrorists since their 79 revolution. And so that falls in the larger context of them being terrorists. It's, you know, we're doing something good. That's the basis of the argument. We're going in there getting rid of these evil mullahs, and how dare they, you know, we're doing this for the Iranian people. How dare they, you know, do something like that?
Just like Iraq was for the Iraqi people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. And take a look at the kids are all malnourished. The water's poisoned and full of, you know, the depleted uranium's all over the country. The place is a mess. It's worse off. It was better off under Saddam Hussein than it is now.
Hundreds of times better.
Yeah. So, you know, these people aren't stupid. They realize that if the United States and Israel does this, that their lives will be infinitely worse than they would have been under the mullahs. So they're going to fight back. And anytime anybody invades a country, it's regardless of who's running the country at the time, the people rally together and defend against the person who's attacking their country. It's human nature to do that.
Hey, the U.S. is under attack by illegal immigration by Bush and Hillary and the rest of them, and 90% are against it. The people have rallied there.
Right, precisely.
And that's not an overt thing where there's, imagine, foreign troops for 3+ years on your streets randomly shooting people, bombs going off. Our government clearly behind a lot of it to keep it stirred up. Some of it's real. 12, 13 years of sanctions and intermittent bombing before that. Birth defects quadrupling, your water treatment plants all bombed, not allowed to repair them. I mean, this is hell on earth.
Right, and, you know, there's documentation out there to prove that that's precisely what Bush Sr.'s Pentagon did, is deliberately target those water treatment plants and break the sewage and the, you know, the electoral power.
Yeah, they blew up the infrastructure. Hey, folks, try not having power or having sewage for 13 years.
Yeah, right. And the Iranians know this. They live right next door. They know this is what's going to happen. So they're going to do whatever they need to do to stop it or fight back.
Well, what they'll also do is Cheney will say, we may nuke you. Cheney will say, we're going to cause you great harm and suffering. And then the Iranian president, Ahmadinejad, will say, okay, and he will repeat the exact same thing back. In fact, he'll say, here's the full quote. I'm paraphrasing it. I think this is exact, but we want to have peace. We want to live with you in peace. We simply want to be sovereign. We are peaceful. But if you say you will cause us great pain and suffering, if you attack us, you will be caused great pain and suffering. Headline, Ahmadinejad says he will cause us great pain and suffering.
Right.
And they don't even give the full quote. I mean, it's just on and on and on. Israel says, we will nuke you. He says, then we will drive you into the sea. Unprovoked, he says he'll drive them into the sea. I mean, every time I go pull the actual quote, and it's a lie.
Yeah, most assuredly. And, you know, it's going to be a Dunkirk for our soldiers in Iraq if we do this. They're going to be trapped there. You know,
but see, that's the plan. That's the plan. They sucked Hitler in, let him think he was winning. We can't be lost. We've been repulsed in Iraq. We're tied down in the bases. We got to have a draft to beat them, and we'll go in and beat them.
Yep, exactly. That's precisely how the neocons think. And they think we're a bunch of wimps, that we don't have the fortitude, the intestinal fortitude and the stomach to put up with this forever war that they have planned for us. So I think what they want to do is get us in a situation where we have no choice but to do that, but to respond, to have a draft, to further militarize our society, and that works into the New World Order just as well, because, you know, we declare martial law, get rid of the troublemakers like you and me, and, you know, just make this, you know, push forward the neocon plan.
Well, I agree with you, and by the way, just in your blog, when I said things are, you know, that was wild, I meant that whole exchange was wild.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something I say a lot, like, wow, that was wild. You know? You know I'm not for Lord Corsi.
No, I know you're not. I know not. But I also realized that the focus of the argument was on American Union, and you didn't want to lose your guest. And I, you know, he got PO'd at me, most assuredly. You could tell by the way he was.
And he almost hung up, and he thought it was all a setup.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, obviously people call in, and they're going to say what they want to say. And, you know, he was totally wrong. It wasn't an ad hominem attack on my part. It was totally on topic. It was totally in regard to what he has said in the past about Muslims, and like I said before, I don't think a leopard changes the spots. I think he still believes that. He said that under, you know, he was anonymous on that forum, and his screen name, or he was outed, and he had no choice but to backtrack on that.
Well, what type of doctor, what type of older man is on message boards saying childish things?
Well, obviously, what he is, and he has strong feelings about Islam, and it's like Daniel Pipes and the rest of them. They're Islamophobic, you know, they don't like Muslims, and, a lot of them are neocons and Zionists, and they just don't like them, and they want to get rid of them.
Regardless, there are 1.1 billion Muslims. We can't kill them all. It's not going to happen. The globalists are behind it all. They want us to have a big war with them. And out of this conflict of civilizations, they say they're going to have their New World Order come out of the ashes. Folks, the Bilderberg crowd caused World War I and World War II. This is what they do. They set up big wars. They finance both sides. They pick up the pieces. We don't want to do this. Kurt Nemo, I appreciate you joining us.
Okay, Alex.
Tell us about your website briefly.
It's Kurt Nimmo, KurtNimmo.com.
All right, we'll be back.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's go to the calls now. Mike was trying to finish up before Kurt Nimmo got on for the segment. I wanted him to have a chance. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I was asking if you had believed that Lou Dobbs was a control valve, and your opinion was that just based on current action, probably not. And I tended to agree with
you.
Well,
I think for the corporates, he is a control valve, but I think he's genuine getting away with what he can. I mean, you can't fake that type of body language.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I aside from your show, I mean, I do look forward to listening to Dobbs. So last night he had one of the guys from this Republican who switched his stance on immigration, and he won the race. And yet when he came on, he was basically backtracking a little bit. He came up with a guest worker thing kind of hidden in there, and Lou kind of exposed that and stated the fact that, you know, Americans, we're not a commodity. We're citizens. This is our country. We own this country, and you are our servants. And so that's pretty strong language.
That's unprecedented. You never, that's a big no-no. You are servants, government, not officials, not authorities. Thanks for the call. See how they changed the language. That's key. Let's talk to Russell in Florida. Russell, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
My call always gets messed up because as I sit here and wait, there's so many great topics brought up, my mind gets jungled. But that call earlier regarding Kennedy was fantastic, and I hope you can get that posted. That reminds me of the famous quote from his Columbia speech where he said, "The high office of the president has been used to foment a plot to destroy American freedom, and before I leave office, I must inform the citizen of his flight."
That's right. It's Columbian University. What was that? Three weeks before he was killed?
10 days.
Okay.
10 days. Can you confirm that? I mean, is that true?
No. I've gone and looked that quote up. That's on Kennedy. You know, these presidents all have the first presidential library was LBJ after him, but he has the Kennedy Center and other places that keep his documents. No, he really did say that.
Okay.
I've confirmed. Yeah, that's. But you just heard him earlier saying similar things.
Oh, that was incredible. I can't wait till you can get it posted. The reason originally for my call was I sent you an email earlier regarding this show that featured on Sci-Fi Channel last night called Countdown to Doomsday. I don't know if you heard anything about it, but Matt Lauer hosted it. It's on the Sci-Fi Channel, and it's going to re-air the 25th, which is during your conference. So maybe if you can write a note down, you can record that. But it was so Malthusian, Alex. They had 10 scenarios for total extinction of the population. And, of course, they blame globalism, but their solutions always involve more globalism and more control. And it was very Malthusian in nature.
There's all sorts of shows. We're all going to die unless global government saves you.
Yeah. Can you comment a little bit about that? I mean, why they're doing this? I know it's a control mechanism.
Well, I mean, the excuse of we're going to kill everybody to save the earth is the perfect pretext to feel good about themselves. You know, we're not bad. We're doing this to keep you safe. We have to.
But the solutions are always based on the Hegelian dialectic, what they want.
And they're the very ones destroying the earth. It's not the huge population. That's a very small factor. Once a country industrializes, you see a negative population.
Yeah, they commented on that mass population was rising and that the natural resources would not be able to handle the rising populations. And in the meantime, 20% of the species on earth is becoming extinct, and they figure between 20 and 40% in 30 years will be extinct.
Which isn't really true. Most of these, quote, extinctions, they a year later they find out they weren't extinct. You do have the destruction of habitat and numbers going down, and some species have been extinct. But what happens is they just send out some field examiners into a region. They sit there for 2 weeks looking for something. They don't find the gibble toad or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making that up. And then, it's extinct. It's like they say there's no red wolves in Texas. I've seen them twice. They say there's no mountain lions in Texas. I've seen them three times with my own eyeballs. I mean, they're just constantly doing this. It's just not true.
You've gone over this stuff before, but perhaps you can watch it and comment on it later. It was very, very, very alarming and very disturbing.
Well, do me a favor. Tape it for me. Mail it to me.
I will. And I've got that DVD with Bowman in it called Voices of Patriots and the permission letter from the people for you to post it on all your websites. Probably what I'll do is I'll give it to you at the conference. I'll see you there.
Oh, good. Can't wait to meet you.
All right. God bless you, Alex.
Take care, my friend. Yeah. We're going to break and come back, and I'm going to make myself, because I love taking your calls, get into this disgusting article from Ottawa Express newspaper. This is off their website. What's so bad about Bilderberg? And I thought it was tongue-in-cheek, but it's not. It's ridiculous. And then we did get that article that the caller mentioned. Tucson police turn up heat for summer weapon seizure. They say they're getting ready for something in October when they think the criminals will strike. Well, what does that mean? We keep hearing that month, October. I'm not saying anything's going to happen. The government sets deadlines. Doesn't mean anything's going to happen. But we'll get into at least these two articles. And, well, I want to talk about Spider-Man, too. Yes, the comic books are now pro-Homeland Security, and Spider-Man had to report on himself and be tracked by the NSA, and everyone must be tractor controlled because Homeland Security is keeping us safe. I mean, this is just everything is basted, marinated, submerged in propaganda. It's everywhere. Be aware of it. Be aware of it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Now listen to this convoluted logic from the Ottawa Express. We'll go to your calls. What's so bad about Bilderberg? By Stuart True. I want to get Stuart True on. Bilderberg member meeting or not, again, Bilderberg meeting or not, there was no way I was heading out to the hotel last weekend to scream at black limos about genetically modified crops in war with Iran. I don't care what they, Richard Pearl, Frank McKenna, David Rockefeller, etc., talked about behind closed doors. I can live with that kind of secrecy. Oh, really? Despite best guesses from the right and left-wing conspiracy theorists, there is only circumstantial evidence proving that these disgustingly wealthy Bilderbergs have any influence over government policies in any country. What do you mean? A whole bunch of them were current government officials at the highest levels. EU commissioner, Federal Reserve president, not chairman, president. What are you talking about? The major heads of all the oil companies. What are you talking about? The equally secretive North American Competitiveness Council, NACC, on the other hand, has far too much power. So this guy tries to convince us that he's telling us the truth and, you know, he's good and he's exposing this because he then talks about the North American Competitiveness Council. The Bilderberg Group released some of their own minutes 3 years ago to the BBC, sir. Type Bilderberg into Google, one of the top links is in the top 10, is the BBC, where they admit that Bilderberg released documents that they founded the EU, they pushed it, they did it. We've got their own minutes, their own documents. We published them where they're setting up the American Union. Who do you think's behind these councils? Who do you think's behind these agreements? Who do you think vets these people? What are you talking about? The NACC came out of a well-publicized but ultimately hush-hush conversation between Stephen Harper, George W. Bush, and Mexican President Vicente Fox in Cancun earlier this year. No, it was Paul Martin and them, but the year before. Those talks were part of the whole Three Amigos thing they're calling a security and prosperity partnership. Hey, get it straight, bro. They actually, CFR wrote that a year ago. Of North America, which in media and John Manley, Fairyland, helps people and communities across borders freely and quickly while stopping terrorists in their tracks. What it does is create an American Union, Bubba, and get rid of our sovereignty. A different picture emerges when you leaf through the SPP's prosperity agenda at SPP.gov. It turns out people actually mean business persons within the North America. The rest of us are human capital to be developed in line with continental corporate imperatives. It goes on. Also annoying is the part about regulatory cooperation, which means both eliminating redundant testing and certification requirements on all goods, including food and drugs, and avoiding new regulation altogether. Biotech companies and big on the idea because it means they can test new foods, quote, in the market rather than proving they're safe for consumption beforehand. New to the agenda this year was the aforementioned North American Competitiveness Council, created amazingly to increase private sector engagement in the SPP by adding high-level business input. The Canadian Council, the chief executives who basically wrote the entire SPP on their own, called the new council an important step towards enhancing the competitive position of North American industrial industries in the global marketplace. The goal is to compete with economic heavyweights, India and China, neither of which is known for its strident labor and environmental laws. Yeah, they're slaves in China. We can compete, says the CCCCE, by dramatically reducing corporate and income taxes. Not discussed is the resulting lack of funding for benefits like public health care, which recently lured Toyota to Ontario despite several U.S. promises, the company hundreds of millions in incentives. Let me just stop there. You hear Neil Bortz and others pushing a national sales tax. The official plan is to keep the income tax but call it a Social Security tax. So, number one, you're going to have a 23-25% sales tax on top of your other taxes. They're not going to get rid of one of them. And these global corporations are actually lobbying for it because they're offshore and won't pay any of it to begin with. Okay? I'm really getting sick of it. They go, oh, you just want the rich people. You know, you're just afraid of, you're just jealous of money. No, folks, I don't like high taxes. I don't believe in the tax system we have. I believe in a very limited constitutional republic. I believe in the 2-3% tax we have when this country was founded on limited things. And I actually believe in a small regional sales tax, no federal sales tax, folks. This is a nightmare. Again, I digress. So this guy basically says we're bad, saying Bilderberg is powerful, but that these other little boards that are doing their bidding are bad. Quote, I can handle Bilderberg, but the SPP, most of the MPs don't even know the details, so the protesters who waited outside of the Brook Street Hotel last weekend, wanting to catch a hateful glimpse of Henry Kissinger, why don't you stop stuffing express boxes with your hysterical posters and write Harper a bleeping letter or something? You know, what are you talking about? We're going directly to the heads of it that are doing it. And you haven't seen any evidence of it. That'd be like if you've never been outside your house and you said, I see no evidence of a sun. Believe me, Bubba, you walk out in the street and look up at high noon, you're going to burn your eyeballs out looking at it. I've burned mine out looking at the New World Order. Believe me, brother, it's real. Okay, there is an elite. They're running things. Ridiculous article. It says a lot of truth, but then kind of poo-poos it at the end. This is out of KOLD News. We didn't find it in the Tucson Star. It says, Tucson police turn up heat for summer weapons seizures. Summer means longer days, no school, and more opportunities for police to crack down on crime. We certainly have the ability to call upon more resources in the summer from some of the other assignments we have, although the call load never stops for sure, said Tucson Police Assistant Chief John Levitt. It's time that Leavitt says Tucson police can focus on felons who have guns and try to get ahead of the crime curve. Believe it or not, October is one of the busiest months, and we think if we can get the guns out of the hands of the criminals this summer and early fall, hopefully October won't be as violent as a month as it's been in the past, he went on. So the caller talked about how on TV the guy said we're expecting really big things in October. This makes it a little bit more clear. TPD Special Investigations Division puts illegal guns in its sights, often with the help of federal grants from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, all to prevent crime by people who have or seek such weapons. The BATF has been doubled in size. I'm told it's even gotten more funding now. As Bob Barr said, former congressman on the show, NRA board member, Bush is more anti-gun than Bill Clinton. The Second Amendment is on fire right now. It's burning down. The average conservative is literally sucking their thumb in a catatonic state worshiping George Bush. You people are a joke, okay? The deputy police chief says, to give you an example of the operation recently, we were able to work with ATF. We were able to meet with people who wanted to buy 26 machine guns and 30 hand grenades, Leavitt said. There's no question those machine guns and hand grenades were going to be used for violence. Every indication was that they were going to be used in violence in Mexico. But the fact that people come to Tucson to look for machine guns and hand grenades, we want to make sure we discourage that. Oh, why didn't you bust them? Because they were probably Los Zetas government terrorists, the ones that shoot across the border every day, the ones that kill Border Patrol and FBI, the ones that kill citizens, the ones that kidnapped 54 Americans last year out of Texas, took them down there to Mexico, and it was barely on the news. Mass kidnappings. Rocket attacks. So what does that mean? The focus on getting guns off the street is the first 5 months of this year's TPD South Division, and it just goes on. They call it an offensive. Oh, this is sick. They hope to get more federal grants to increase their activities. Federalization, ladies and gentlemen, federalization of your police. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up first here? Cliff in Idaho, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I got two quick comments, and then I got an important message for your listeners. First one is, I got a lot of respect for you, for your bravery and your fortitude and stuff, for carrying on with this fight, against the New World Order, because I'll tell you what, you put your life in a lot of jeopardy, just like I've done before. And then second, I'd like to ask you, what did you do with that quarter your dad gave you for singing lessons?
That was a joke when I sang the Spider-Man song, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Anyhow, what I want to do is, if you don't mind, you had a guy on talking about the SPP. And what I want to do is I want to urge all your listeners here and overseas to get on that website. You mind if I give it out?
Sure.
The website is www.spp. That's Sam and Paul. SPP. And go through all. There's more than 20 of them on there.
And it's .org, isn't it? You'll want to give them the last part.
No, it's .com.
Okay, well, you didn't give that out, so.
Okay. But anyhow, don't just go on one or two of them. Go through all of them like I did, and you're gonna find out what this country's coming to and what the United States will be here.
The total end of America. They're building the NAFTA highways that are used as the taxing grids to pay to bust out the border even worse.
Not only that, they're changing the laws. They're going to have a little national police force in here, too.
I know. International. Mexico, Canada, U.S., their police, their military will be here. That deal was signed 3 years ago. We'll all have a regional ID card.
That's exactly right. And thank you for the good work, and God bless you, Alex. Oh, by the way, one of my relations, my great-great-great-granddaddy, signed the Declaration of Independence, and I think it's in the genes like you and I.
I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another one here. I guess Matt is up next. Matt, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Blacksburg, Virginia.
Welcome.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know about a little drill I saw on the local campus, the ROTC doing, that's right up your alley. They took over a small street that is adjacent to campus. Not much traffic on the street. This happened after dark, and they lined up several of their cars, each with an ROTC and camos driving each car. Within about 20 minutes later, I noticed that there come about five or six guys in camos, but with white T-shirts on and book bags. And each one of them had an ROTC guy behind them, poking them with clubs in the book bags, telling them, march along as a guy.
Oh, sir, we've had ROTC officers on from San Antonio who come on and say their full name, and you know, it's in the news. They've been training for years for gun confiscation or fighting the militia, dealing with American terrorists. That's what they do now.
Yeah, they were literally, the guys in the white T-shirts were saying, "We're students, we're Americans," and the other guys were hitting them with the batons in the backpacks. They loaded them up in the cars and drove off.
Yeah, they're training them, little goons. It'll be ROTC with police rushing in with real machine guns, grabbing people who've spoken out, dragging them to the FEMA camp.
Well, supposedly they do this in a different location each semester. I think I have a good up and up on where they're going to do it this fall. I'm going to try and videotape it and interview these guys and get you a copy.
What university is that?
This is Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. Kevin, you hear that? Let's get the ROTC on from Virginia Tech.
You should, because it was one of the scariest things I've seen, and the white T-shirt thing just was creepy.
Well, I mean, that's actually what role players... I've been to official Marine Corps drills, where I'm an American police, no, not the camp. They practice taking your kids away. They practice taking your guns. This is their pride and joy, to use the military against us.
Big wake-up call. Thanks for everything, Alex. I really appreciate your hard work.
Thank you. I want to play a clip, then we'll go back to more calls. Bush in those pesky shades. Today, this is yesterday now, at a press exchange happened with Peter Walston of the Los Angeles Times. Bush, you going to ask your question with those shades on? Walston, yes. Bush, but there's no sun out here. And it was somewhat sunny. Walston, it depends on your perspective. Bush, touche. Walston is legally blind. We kid the president. It doesn't look like the reporter minded, but it's just another day of bizarro Bush conferences. So the point of this is that not that Bush intentionally taunted a blind man, but that his insistence on clowning with the press is undignified and highly bizarre. And I've seen him yell at people because they'll be busy shouting questions when he's about to leave, and somebody will go, they'll go, sir, what about the, hey, you addressed me as Mr. President. I mean, again, it's so arrogant, taking yourself so seriously. Because I see other prime ministers, other people, and, you know, the press at first, Mr. President, but what about this? Well, you better address me as prime minister. It's amazing. Let's play that clip. Here's Bush to the blind man. Take your glasses off. Go ahead.
You know, it's their country, and their country, the government ought to reflect their traditions and their history. All we expect is people to be treated with respect, and there to be self-governance in a way that tolerates differences of opinion. Yeah, Peter, are you going to ask that question with those shades on? No, I'm interested in the shade look. Seriously.
All right, I'll keep it then.
For the viewers, there's no sun.
I guess it depends on your perspective.
Okay. Touche.
Following up on the other Peter's question about Karl Rove.
So, Bush knows him. The guy's a part of the White House pool for years, I'm told. The guy's blind, and Bush makes a joke about how he's wearing glasses. For those that don't know, a lot of folks that are blind, you know, they're not focused on something. They're not looking at something. And so their eyes go all over the place, and they know that it causes confusion in people because we cue off of body language, especially the eyes. And so, you know, I've been talking to nice visually impaired people, blind folks before. You know, they're not wearing glasses, and their eyes are wandering all around, and you know, they do it to put everybody at ease. It doesn't really, I guess, put me off. It's just no big deal. But, you always see the guy with the cane going down the street with the glasses on. I mean, they wear glasses, ladies and gentlemen. Bush knows this. He's just a total freak. He's a total and complete freak. Let's go ahead and take another call. Aaron in California, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a big fan of yours, Alex. I showed four of your documentaries in my area for free to the public.
Good.
And in doing so, I found out that a couple of my family members are, I guess, lifetime members of the Bohemian Grove. And I asked my cousin about it, and he said that, I asked him about the video that I saw about the cremation of care and the human effigy being sacrificed, and he said, quote, "Oh, yeah, we sacrifice things there all the time," you know, like as if he's talking about going golfing or something.
It was like Peter Jennings before he died. He goes, "Skull and bones, so they worship Satan, big deal."
I couldn't believe it. I basically cut off that part of my family.
Well, they must be pretty wealthy or pretty powerful.
Yeah, I guess so. He's a lawyer, so I guess he's an NWO lawyer or something. I don't know.
And so he said we sacrifice lots of things?
Yeah, he said we sacrifice things there all the time. And I
well, see, that's like John Yoo going, yeah, we torture children sexually. We're allowed to. We're the government. And it's like, it's just like, what? You just admit it? I mean, it's...
Exactly. And actually, right when I said that I think that that's satanic, he actually then went into denial and said, oh, no, 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 everything you saw was fake. That's not true. And I offered him the video to see for himself, and he just said, no, I don't want that, you know.
Has he even heard that I infiltrated?
Yeah, I guess after I told him. I mean, he asked me how I found out, and I said, through Alex Jones, and I offered him your video. But... And I gave a film screening, and nobody in my family showed up. I guess they just are too cowardly to want to know the truth.
Well, we're a free country, but everybody knows you got on the list doing that. Oh, we're a free country, but I better not speak out. They're watching.
Yeah, I'm definitely not afraid. Also, Alex, I had a quick question. I was wondering about the Plan of San Diego. Who exactly is behind that? Is it just a small group, the Lurie Conquista, or is it the whole Mexican government?
Let me answer that after the break. That's an important question. It was the Mexican government to a great extent in 1917 and then in 1942. And now it's been adopted by the head of Chicano Studies, University of Texas, openly says all whites must be killed. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Plan of San Diego was executed during World War I. In one night alone, it was 22 whites were killed, including small children in their homes. It was a genocidal program, kind of like the Hutus killing the Tutsis. It all backfired and then caused a big massacre of Hispanics. A lot of whites created atrocities after that. And that was the start of some of the breakdowns between relations of Hispanics and whites in Texas. Still had a pretty good relationship in the past. A lot of the Reconquistas from Mexico that came to California first are coming to Texas now, though. And it's just open America hating, open burn American flags, open America's going down. And they're all funded by our own government. It's part of the American Union. So, yes, it is. Well, now, some of these professors and others who are leaders in the Chicano studies movement, they're saying kill all whites, including all women. We all must die. It's really strange because most Hispanics, I would guess, are about half white, sometimes even more. And they're that Native American, Mesoamerican tribe mixture. They're Spanish predominantly, but also German and English. So I guess, kill themselves. It just makes no sense. It's just more craziness. Let's talk to John in Oregon. John, go ahead.
Alex, it's a real pleasure to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I got to say, like everybody else has told you, you're a real hero here. And I'm a Vietnam-era vet, and I took an oath for the Constitution, and I plan on sticking it out with you. As long as you do this, I'm going to be doing this. This is craziness. I have to tell you something. My lady friend used to do health care for veterans. And one of the guys she took care of, he died and left her with some documents. When she brought these documents to me, they turned my world upside down. Evidently, in this document, it declares war on the American public. Called the Quiet Wars. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
Well, this Quiet War supposedly fought with silent weapons. And basically what they do is they go in and they just control everything, right down to the family unit, how they're going to destroy dad, how they're going to destroy mom and the kids. And it's a plan that...
Yeah, they have other documents like silent weapons for Quiet Wars?
It's Quiet Wars fought with silent weapons.
Yeah, I was going from memory. I've read it. That's actually been in some mainstream news.
Oh, it has. Okay, because it's been...
I got it backwards, memory.
It's an economy war is what it is. And when I heard the neocons talking about World War IV, I said, well, okay, this is World War III, because they actually declare war on the American public.
Oh, no, sir. When Thomas Barnett gets up on C-SPAN with the Pentagon new map, he says they work for the New World Order, that America's going into a one-world government, and that, I mean, it's... Listen, I appreciate your call. I'm sorry we're out of time. That's a really important point you raised. I'm sorry to the other callers. We're out of time. I don't have time to go to you. I'll be back tomorrow live, and, of course, back on Monday and Tuesday, and I go to L.A. Jack Blood will be sitting in again. Before I end this show today, seriously, get your tickets now to go to L.A. on the 24th and 25th for the big 9/11 conference. They're going to sell out very, very soon. You need to get your tickets now at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And at the same time, if you want Martial Law or Loose Change Second Edition, any of the films I've made, any of the films I carry, go to the secure video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. Peruse the safe, secure shopping cart. Look at all the specials, all the deals. Get my videos. Start making copies. Get Loose Change 2. Make copies. Get them out to people. It's having a huge effect. So InfoWars.com. For Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can download and burn copies of all the films right there to disc. A wonderful activist tool, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. And you can also, again, call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. We're spending a lot of money right now. We need your support. So I don't ask for donations. I ask you to buy a bunch of the videos. Then you know you're getting something that'll do good. All right, back tonight, 9 to midnight. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.